Welcome back. Greetings of peace to Window on Islam. I'm your host today, Faisal Ahmed, and we have a very interesting program lined up today entitled, What Happened to Poetry? We're going to have a guest who's joining us from the United Arab Emirates, an eminent poet, recently published a book entitled Egoptics. Brother Jay Hoon will be joining us, and we're also going to accept phone calls, and we'd like to hear from you today. If you have any poems or anything that you find inspiring, I'd love for you to call us up and share it with us. I have some of my own poems that I plan to read, and I think today the idea was to just kind of share our experiences, our insights, and the way we view the world through words. So please do give us a call and join in. Now today, the topic of today is what happened to poetry. And for a Muslim, it really strikes a chord in the heart when one mentions poetry, because of the great history of poetry within the Islamic context. We've had a large number of poets. Today, Jalaluddin Rumi has seen a somewhat of a resurgence here in the West. There's been quite a bit of books, translations, notably Coleman Barks and others, who've been translating his works. And for the Muslim, Jalaluddin Rumi has always been an inspiring poet, but firstly a scholar and a searcher and a knower of God. So for a Muslim, we really admire poetry, as it is the means or the vehicle for the transcendence of that veil that kind of keeps us, protects us from the divine light. So the words of poets kind of make real that transcendent, that ineffable experience of the divine. And that's what we're hoping to share today on today's program. And I'd like to start by just reading, there's a hadith or a teaching of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and all the messengers, that says that within poetry there is magic. And meaning that, or within words there is magic, that word has a special ability to strike a chord within the heart and bring some type of meaning to a person's heart. So I think that's really what we're really searching for today. If we can open our hearts and allow these words to bring meaning and life to our hearts, I think that'll be wonderful. Now, I'd like to begin our program by welcoming a special guest and a dear friend of mine to the program. Brother Jay Hoon is joining us from the United Arab Emirates, hailing from Sharjah, as he likes to say. And I'd like to welcome him to the program. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Jay Hoon. Thank you, brother, for joining us. I'm really honored to have you on Window on Islam. We've corresponded quite a bit by through the internet, but it's finally nice to. It's great to meet you in person.
Thank you.
I was wondering if you could start us off by maybe just telling us a little bit about the meaning of your name, Jay Hoon. It seems to be your pen name that you use. Does it have any special signification?
Well, nothing much. It is just what I felt like writing about. Hello?
Yes, Brother Jay Hoon. It's just a... I think it refers to some... to Iqbal in some way? Was it mentioned by... Muhammad Iqbal in some of his poetry, the word Jayhoon, or the meaning of the word?
Sorry, can you repeat that? It wasn't clear.
Does the word Jayhoon, does it have any special meaning in any language, in Arabic or Urdu or Persian?
Yes, the name Jayhoon, it means a river in Turkestan. It is a river to which Dr. Allama Muhammad Iqbal, the famous mystic poet of the Indian subcontinent of the 20th century, and is popularly known as the poet of East, he compared his poetry towards that river. So I took an inspiration from the same name and thought of having a similar taste, and that's why the name Jay Hoon.
Oh, mashallah, very, very interesting. Okay, so I wanted to ask you, as a poet, you are a poet, a very, very talented poet from the works I've read from you. What was it about poetry that that motivated you to go into it, to want to write poetry and to convey these experiences with people through words?
I mean, it is very much true that most of the people do not have taste in poetry in today's world. Maybe it is because of our present materialistic and in the shortcut way of life that we do not have the time to get into the imaginative world of poetry. But at the same time, poetry has still not completely lost its splendor and its sharpness in getting the message right across to the heart. A message that is set in prose can contain maybe pages and pages, but the two lines of poetry can strike it straight at the heart. So I thought, why not I try a shortcut method like that?
Very fascinating, Brother Jehoon. Now, I was wondering if you could tell us how poetry or reading poetry has affected you personally in your life, in your journey to discover more about the world.
I'm sorry, can you do the last part?
Could you tell us how poetry has affected you?
Sorry, Pastor, can you repeat that?
No problem. How has poetry affected your life or your searching for the divine, for God?
Well, poetry is something which comes down exactly from the heart. You cannot just mend it the way you want or the time you want. It comes straight from the heart, and it is something which I found very much when a domain where I can express myself and the feeling that is most intense form.
Very interesting. Now, could you tell me how you discovered Iqbal and who Iqbal is?
Well, I discovered Iqbal through the speeches of a great scholar and orator from my hometown. And in Iqbalian philosophy, you see a kind of realization of yourself. It's the maybe alluding to the prophetic Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's words, which means, "Man arafa nafsahu, arafa rabbahu." If you know yourself, you have known the God. So, and also the hidden potentials within each human being. And it also gives you a culture.
Sorry about that. Please go ahead.
Yeah, it gives you a kind of cultural conviction also to withstand any onslaught of a foreign culture.
That's really, really fascinating. Actually, as a Muslim living in the world today, do you find that poetry motivates you in that way, in a sense that you're defending or finding some solace in a very difficult world?
Sorry?
Do you find solace in the words of poetry that you write?
Yes.
Okay. I was wondering also if you could maybe comment on Jalaluddin Rumi. He's very famous here in America. Coleman Barks has done a translation by him, and among others. And Jalaluddin Rumi has really captivated the minds of a lot of Americans. Could you tell us a little bit about him, and maybe why you think that he was so influential?
Well, mashallah, it's a very good news that Rumi is right now the best-selling poet in America, and which also speaks about the good heartedness of the American public. And it was a true fact that at the time of the Afghan war, Rumi was equally appreciated in America as well as in Afghanistan.
That's fine.
And Rumi's messages of the humanism, and it has definitely trespassed the barriers of race, religion, and region. Mm-hmm. One more point I would like to still add is that people understand Rumi in different ways. Maybe it is not the exact way that it is understood in the East, that is understood in other places. For example, Dr. Allama Muhammad Iqbal has made Rumi as his spiritual mentor. And sometimes he was forced to say, because of the misunderstanding of the Rumi's works, he once said that they dilated upon his works but cared not to understand at all. The content of his words eluded these fellows like a gazelle. nothing to learn save the chant and the world, and shut their eyes to the dance of the soul.
Wow. Well, I was wondering, based on that, I know also Rumi and Iqbal have had a tremendous influence on your poetry. I was wondering if you could share with us maybe something, some of your more recent works from perhaps Egoptics, or just share something with us.
Can you do this, please?
Brother Jehun, I was wondering if you could read a poem for us, something that you've written.
From the Egoptics?
Yes.
Okay, I shall read a poem which is very much relevant in the present world issues. It's called A Tender Hand. The present world is in need of a tender hand that will reach out to everyone. The hand that is clean from the wrinkles of hate and prejudice, with the true embodiment of humanism, to bring back the smile that has been lost, that has been stolen from the innocent. That should be an end to the violence and extremism. The world awaits a human hand to knit all the broken hearts.
Okay, wow, that was something I think very, very meaningful. And I think what we're trying to do today is we're really trying to find that helping hand. And I think through words, we can really share that feeling that lie in the hearts of people, that we really do want to reach out and help people. And just the words of that poem, did that come from a sense of just trying to reach beyond the politics and kind of reach back to something
right.
Human? That's what it sounds like to me. It's something much more human, something more real and more experiential. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. Is there anything else from Egoptics? Or do you want to tell us about the word Egoptics? What does it mean?
Well, Egoptics means it's kind of vision of the self. Ego means the self, the personality of the person, and optics is the vision. So it's the vision of the inner self.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, I just want to close out with our time with you today. It's really, really amazing, and I think a lot of people would love to read more about your poetry, and they can check out jehun.com. They can check out jehun.com for more of this beautiful poetry that you've written. But I was wondering if you could just close out by just telling me what you think the future of poetry is.
Well, poetry, one thing should be understood that poetry is not just a world of imagination and fantasies. Poetry has its own right of existing in this world of a very hasty and rushed life that we're living right now. And also we should understand that poetry, a lot of goodness is hidden in the poetry. For example, many people have a misconception that poetry is not encouraged in Islam. That's a very wrong misconception, developed unfortunately because of some people's actions. The Quran has a very clear-cut approach towards the poet's stand. For example, the Quran asks in one place, and as for the poets, the misguided ones follow them. Have you not seen how they wander about in every valley, and how they say what they do not practice? And just after that, in the same verse, the Quran also says, accept those who believe and do good deeds and remember Allah much, and vindicate themselves after they have been wronged. So we see, Quran firstly gives the wrong notion that some poets hold, that in which, in the verse of Imam Busiri, he says, Al-Qawlu bila amal. They say what they do not do. This is hypocrisy.
Wow, very difficult words coming from a poet. I think it really lends meaning and credence to those words that you write. I want to thank you very much.
At the same time, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam also had, for example, a poet. The Prophet established a pulpit in his masjid, in Masjid al-Nabawi, for the poet Hassan bin Thabit. So we see there was a pulpit just for a poet in Medina.
Wow. Well, I hope this today was somewhat of a pulpit for you to share your words with those of us here in America and the great work that you're doing there in the Middle East. And I think it's important to know that Muslims are really people of the book, people of words, people who admire language. And Arabic is certainly the most majestic of those beautiful languages that are out there in the world. So I'm gonna actually right now I'm gonna take a moment to read a poem for you, and we're gonna take calls if anybody has any poems you'd like to read to share with our audience. Please do call us. The number here at WRPI is area code 518-276-6248. That's 276-6248. Call us up and share those words that really bring meaning into your life and that can help transcend those boundaries that so divide us and keep us from being true human beings and fulfilling our potential as Muslims. It's to learn more about God. That is the highest endeavor of the human being. So what I'm going to do is read a poem, and maybe if anybody else would like to call in, we have Sister Batul is going to share a poem of hers in a moment. So please don't be shy. Call up 276-6248 if you have anything, or if you're listening online, you can message a poem to us at WRPI Studio. That's WRPI Studio. That's the AOL message name. Feel free to share. We'd be happy to hear from you. Okay, this poem is called Lightning at Night. And it says, I wrote this in Spain. It says, how is beauty so easily locked up? How is life so easily warped? I am a lost camel in the desert. I am a goldfish accidentally dropped in the ocean. A butterfly somehow lost in the sky. I am a single ant on a hill. One green leaf on a tree full of red. I am that last star before the sun rises, a dewdrop about to fall, a sunray on a rainy day, a smile in a crowd of strangers, the spark that lights a forest, a cool breeze on a hot day, a soft voice in a room full of screaming. I am lightning at night. And I wrote this poem thinking of all those little things in the world that just come out of nowhere and inspire us. And sometimes it's a person, sometimes it's something that happens to you, sometimes it's just an experience. But there's always those little subtle things that occur to us that really, almost like a miracle. And my wife and I were actually just talking about that today, that there's these little miracles in the world that really, their miracles are nothing but truth on a higher plane or a higher level of understanding. But to us, they appear to be so majestic, and they inspire us. And that was just something I had written about that. So I'm going to invite Sister Batul to share a poem with us. She's got something to recite for us. But before we go on, Sister Batul, would you just like to share your thoughts about poetry, and is it meaningful to you?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'd like to thank you for inviting me to, you know, to actually read something, although I'm not that much of a poetry person. I myself don't write that much poetry. You know, sometimes when in those moments when you're either inspired by something, or, you know, you're going through a stage in your life where, you know, you are overwhelmed by so many things that you just have to, you know, let it out in some way, that it just forms in words of poetry. What I would like to read is actually a poem by Attar. He is a very famous poet, and it doesn't have a name, but this is how it goes. The whole world is a marketplace for love. For naught that is from love remains remote. The eternal wisdom made all things in love. On love they all depend, to love all turn. The earth, the heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars, the center of the orbit find in love. By love are all bewildered, stupefied, intoxicated by the wine of love. From each, love demands a mystic silence. What do all seek so earnestly? 'Tis love. Love is the subject of their inmost thoughts. In love no longer thou and I exist. For self has passed away in the beloved. Now will I draw aside the veil from love. And in the temple of mine inmost soul, behold the friend, incomparable love. He who would know the secret of both worlds will find that the secret of them both is love. SubhanAllah, this poem really has a very deep deep feeling, and it's, from what I understand, this love that that Afar, the poet, is speaking about is finding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in everything that we do, no matter where we are, you know, what stage of life that we're in, we always have to search for that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And through that connection, it's like you you fall in love by knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, Allah is not a person or, you know, something that we can actually, be in direct, direct touch or something like that. Not like within people, but on a more deep level.
Jaehoon, do you have any thoughts on love? And it's often written about in poetry. What does love mean to you?
I'm sorry, Father, can you repeat that, please?
Sure, Jaehoon, you write often about love. Could you tell us what it means to you?
Well, the very word is, of course, it signifies an emotion that is existent between human beings. But in the way that I say it, no feeling of human being is devoid of a divine nature. Because we are, after all, carrying within us the attributes of divinity in some form or the other. So, in one way, if I put it, if it is no love at all, it for him is no role at all.
Right.
Our love is not based on a role for the Almighty, whether it is expressed towards the young people or a person of the same age or in form of respect, it should have a basis for the Almighty's rulings.
Wow, okay. SubhanAllah. So yes, beauty, love is really, I think when we find it expressed in Rumi, the works of Rumi and others, it really has a sense of love for the divine, or loving others for the sake of the divine. It has this connection,
exactly,
this higher,
exactly,
higher connection to love of God. And really, I think what we have in the West is this type of romance that we've kind of become distanced from true love, and that true love is divine love. Brother Jaehoon, I also want to thank you for joining us. Brother Jaehoon?
Yes.
Brother, I want to thank you for joining us today. Inshallah, we're going to go on to, we're going to have another, some other people, inshallah, so we'll have to let you go. But any parting words or parting poems for us?
Sorry?
Do you have any parting words for us?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you again for inviting me to the show, and from the variety of guests that's appearing right now, it shows how poetry is a human instinct rather than just an instinct of a particular class of people.
Yes.
And also, it was very wise of you to choose such an interesting and very contemporary topic, which is very much of concern to every person in the world. And Brother Faisal, my advice to all the people out there is that poetry is meant to be there in the world, whether people appreciate it or not, as the way it was appreciated before. And they should always look into within their own self, and like the sister mentioned, they should get inspiration from their own self and their relationship with God.
Thank you very much.
And have a good message for the people.
Yes, yes. Well, we'll definitely look a little bit more into your works in the future on the works of Jaehoon, joining us from the United Arab Emirates. Thanks again, Brother Jaehoon. May Allah reward you. And
thank you. Jazakallah khair.
Jazakallah khair, brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.